Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
Agape is an ancient Greek word that the dictionary tells me means a selfless, unconditional, and universal love. It's often used by Christians to refer of the love of God for humans and also the love of humans for one another in service to God. One local group that has adopted the word and is putting it into practice is Mission Agape, the McKeesport Agape Center, which is obviously in McKeesport and is addressing a number of social justice issues, including food insecurity. They are just coming off of a successful Christmas toy drive for kids, toddler age up to age 18. We're going to ask them about that. But this is also a time of the year when the need tends to go up for people who are food or housing insecure, and we're going to ask them about that. Kelly Doyle is the co-founder of the McKeesport Agape Center, and she's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
So glad to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about, I gave you that little introduction. Was that accurate, or did I miss the mark?
No, that was accurate. Thank you so much. That's exactly what agape means, and that's what we strive to do every day in our community. We like to love our neighbors in practical ways that will help improve their lives.
That is... Boy, we could spend the whole half hour talking about this idea of loving your neighbors, because that's something, of course, that every major religion tells us to, treat other people as you would want to be treated, the golden rule, as they call it. But that's often hard to put into practice, isn't it?
It is. And it's sometimes limited as what we can do as an agency. But we try very hard.
I don't intend for you to address every issue that is existing all around the world for the last 10,000 years of recorded history. Kelly, give us the website for the explain the name to me too, because it was the McKeesport Agape Center, and I think you have kind of rebranded as Mission Agape. But give us the website first.
We have rebranded as Mission Agape. It is mission-agape.org.
And if people wanted to call you instead of internet, I know we have some older listeners, what will be the phone number?
412-874-2158.
Kelly Doyle is co-founder of Mission Agape, formerly the McKeesport Agape Center. And as Kelly said, mission-agape.org. And hello to your pooch as well. So when did Mission Agape or McKeesport Agape Center get founded? You're a relatively young organization.
We are. 2019, we were founded, and we hit the ground running out of our garage.
It was kind of a side project for you and your husband, who were running a business, weren't you?
Yes. We had the village postal contract in White Oak, and after it, it grew out of our garage, and we started to put it into our business in a separate room in the post office. And then we had to get a larger post office. And then I decided that the need for agape was greater than the need for another post office. And I enjoyed serving in that area more. So
you now have your own building. It is the former Wesley United Methodist Church there in McKeesport near Penn State Greater Allegheny.
Right. We are neighbors to Penn State Greater Allegheny. It's a 13,000 square foot building.
And how long have you been in there?
This is our... In April, it'll be 3 years.
Okay. We're talking with Kelly Doyle this morning from Mission Agape, the McKeesport Agape Center. Tell us a little bit about what your outreach was, because I think during COVID especially, and I think that might have been the last time we talked was when we were having the lockdowns, Mission Agape, the McKeesport Agape Center, really came into its own with food drives and getting food out to people. Tell us some of the services that the Agape Center provides.
So we started with food, and that continues to be the area that we serve the most, either at different locations around the city of McKeesport or at our facility. And then also we deliver to people who do not have cars or are too ill to get to the food bank. Usually people who are the most food insecure can't access the food bank. So as best as we can, with the help of many volunteers, we try to bring the food to them. We're at over Christmas, I realized how many regular volunteers that we have. In my head, I was thinking we were at 40. We are up to 57 regular volunteers every week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many families roughly are you serving?
We are every month about 1,200 families, give or take on one side or the other of that number.
Describe the need that you're seeing and that you have continued to see over the last 5 years in terms of, we hear this term food insecurity, but what does that mean in practice?
It means that even if someone might have the EBT food stamp award, or if they do not, they cannot make ends meet, and they would either not be able to feed themselves or they might just be eating canned goods. We offer a lot of fresh food, fresh vegetables and fruits, and also meat. And it's really filling the gap that people have in their budget. We see people are often surprised that it's not just people that you might expect that maybe get food stamps. There's a lot of working families who come who can't afford groceries. There's a lot of senior citizens who have never been on assistance their entire lives who can't afford groceries.
I want to unpack that with you, because I was at your Christmas gift or holiday gift distribution, and one of the things that struck me was there were people there in work clothes who he clearly had just come from work, but were having a hard time getting toys for their kids for Christmas. Kelly Doyle is the co-founder of the McKeesport Agape Center, Mission Agape. It is now branded as mission-agape.org is the website. I want to unpack the working food, but I also want to address a misconception, because I hear it all the time from family and from friends. They'll say, well, public assistance is so good, people don't need to work anymore. Or food stamps are so good, you know, why go to work? We should just go on food stamps. You know, sometimes they say this is a joke. Sometimes it's not a joke. What's your response to that as someone who is distributing food to people?
I try to be kind, because if you've never been in that position, boy, it looks great if you are imagining somebody not working and going up with this free credit card to get crab legs and Coca-Cola, you know, or whatever it is that you meant, Doritos.
T-bone steaks, as Ronald Reagan said when I was a kid. T-bones, they're going to get T-bone steaks, yes. But that's not actually what's happening, is it?
It could happen for a day, and then you'd have no money to eat the rest of the month, in theory, but it's not what's happening.
Or you could be buying those short dated ones that says reduced for quick sale or something.
Yeah. But the point is that it's usually not even a week's worth of groceries.
A month's worth of food stamps is not a week's worth of groceries? Is that what you're saying?
It is about a week's worth of groceries now. Wow. With inflation.
Yeah.
And the price of food and the benefits haven't gone up.
Wow.
And just with the cost of living across the board, everything is higher.
Let's pause right there, and I want to talk about this idea of working poor, because I was really struck by seeing the number of people, like I said, who were in work uniforms coming to your gift distribution. Kelly Doyle is co-founder of the McKeesport Agape Center. Mission-agape.org is the website, 412-874-2158. They're in the former Wesley United Methodist Church on Prescott Street, which is right on the border there of McKeesport and White Oak. When we come back, Kelly, I want to continue talking about the services you provide and also about how you have expanded your services over the last 5 years, okay?
Okay.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes on Radio 81 WEDO, 1550 and 101.1 WZUM, the Pittsburgh Jazz Channel, and Tube City Online Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Back with Kelly Doyle. She is the co-founder of the McKeesport Agape Center, Mission Agape. Mission-agape.org is the website, and you can find them on social media as well. Hello to Gracie and Mila, who are also with us. Those are Kelly's fuzzy friends, have joined us as well a few times on the call here. So when we took the break, we were talking about this idea of food insecurity, and you brought it up, that you have everyone from people who, what we would call working poor, who have full-time jobs or possibly, in some cases, more than one job, and are still having trouble making ends meet. What do they say when they come to the Agape Center? It must be hard for them to ask for help.
It's very hard for them to ask for help because there are people who are trying to make it on their own. They're working at least one full-time job, in most cases one full-time and a part-time job, and raising their kids, and they're not able to do everything. We saw it at Christmas. It was, okay, so I paid for my car and I paid for my house and my insurance, and I don't have the money, and I wouldn't be able to give my children anything. So that's what gets us up every morning, and that's why we do what we do.
You mentioned inflation, and on the one hand, and we've had a number of people on here to talk about the impact of inflation. And I guess if you're kind of middle class or have a good paying job, inflation was annoying. But if you're working poor or at the poverty line or near the poverty line, it was critical for you. And the prices have not come down, have they?
They have not come down. And clearly we see, and we've been told that, you know, I had to put gas in my car to get to work.
Right.
And I would not be able to afford fresh vegetables or fruit, and in many cases meat, if you weren't here for us.
But if you're in a place in the Pittsburgh, if you're outside of the city limits of Pittsburgh in any of the suburbs, you need a car to get to work. You don't really have an option, let alone get to church, get to doctor's appointments, get your kids to school. You need transportation.
Absolutely. And that could be a whole other call. I am advocating yeah. for a bus stop at the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. That would change lives if people could get a bus and get there, because they are open 6 days a week.
I never realized that. The buses go a couple blocks away. They do not, they're not even on 837 in front of the food bank, are they? They go up through the town of Duquesne.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to you about that a little bit later on. You mentioned senior citizens come to Agape for help as well. Again, if you're on a fixed income or a pension or Social Security, the inflation really hit you hard.
It has. And a lot of times we see neighbors who are on Social Security. Some have a modest pension, some have no pension at all. So if they're, you know, they may own their home at this stage, and but the $1,500 or $2,000 a month is not enough to feed yourself. So the seniors really pull at my heartstrings the most, because you see somebody who has lived their life well and has worked hard their whole life. And then at the end of their life, they have to come and stand in a line to eat. And that is really, it's heartbreaking, but it's wonderful to be able to be there for them.
Mission Agape's website is mission-agape.org. They are a registered charity, and I'm going to ask Kelly Doyle, co-founder, about how they need to raise money. 412-874-2158. Now, you're in the McKeesport White Oak area, but how far is your service area? It's not restricted to McKeesport and White Oak, is it?
It is not. We allow anybody who says that they're food insecure, they can sign up with us. A lot of food pantries are restricted within their local area. We have made the choice not to be, because there are some places don't have a food pantry, or it could be at a time when people are working. And so they couldn't access it if they need to. So we've just made that choice that we're going to fill in the gap.
And now, I worked for more than 6 years for another social service agency in the Mon Valley. And one of the things that we saw there was someone who was food insecure probably was on the margin in other areas. You know, their transportation, their car was just barely adequate. Their housing was barely adequate. What other services is Mission Agape able to connect people to if they are food insecure, but they're also struggling in these other areas?
So we have what we call our concierge service, where there's an agency through the United Way called 211, mm-hmm. That you can text for help. We found that with their regulations, agencies are only required to update once a year. So it's often not the most up-to-date information. So if people call us, we can point them to a program that currently has funding for a need, because oftentimes you have funding for a portion of the year. And then if your project doesn't get picked up or fully funded for the full year, then you can't continue to serve in that area. That's something that we do. We help with clothing, hygiene products. This year, I'm very excited because we're working in financial literacy. We're going to teach people about credit, how to improve their credit, but we're also bringing in banks to help open up checking and savings accounts. And then I have a company who is called Bowser, who's going to do a special car lending program where it's A to Z, making sure that neighbors get the best rates and help them get into a car. And then we also are opening a first-time home buyer program. It's very important to help with basic needs, but then what we've also found is that many neighbors are not financially literate, and so we want to provide that education.
Let's pause right there, and when we come back, let's pick up this idea of finances, because you are a charity, and inflation, I'm sure, hit the nonprofit sector as hard as has hit anybody else. I know, talking to our local governments, we've seen a bunch of government, local municipalities raise taxes or raise fees this year because inflation hit them too. So let's take a quick break and let's come back and talk about that, okay?
Okay.
Kelly Doyle is co-founder of Mission Agape, formerly the McKeesport Agape Center, mission-agape.org. 412-874-2158 is the phone number. Their main focus is overcoming food security for families in southeastern Allegheny County, but they're also helping connect people to other solutions to move them from crisis to sustainability. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, and we'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Back for a few more minutes with Kelly Doyle from Mission Agape. We've been talking about how they got started and how they have grown. Really took off during the COVID lockdown when a lot of people were out of work and were food insecure. But now they have moved into helping connect local families with other services that they need. You mentioned that one of the reasons that food insecurity has increased in the Pittsburgh area and around the country has been inflation. We saw the costs of some items really go up rapidly. Sometimes it was related to COVID, but other times it didn't seem to have much connection at all, except perhaps to the shareholders' bottom lines, if we can editorialize for a second. How does Mission Agape receive funding? I mean, I know you get donations of some items, but There are ongoing expenses. How do you raise money?
Through our website. We are also supported by some local foundations. This year, we will apply to the state and the county for some help. But the need is great. And we would love to have local neighbors invest in us. We're always happy to give a tour, a talk, and really have anybody who's interested to come and volunteer and really get to sit with us and work alongside us and see what we're about.
Talk to me a little bit about the event that you just had a couple of weeks ago as we were recording this, which was a Christmas toy giveaway. When did the Christmas toy giveaway, when did you have the first one of those?
5 years ago, the very first year we did it. It was easy to connect the dots the closer that we came to Christmas. If somebody is having a hard time feeding themselves, imagine what Christmas morning would look like for their children. So that was something that was easy to do. I say easy.
You make it sound easier than it really is, I think, huh?
Yeah. So we had 17 local businesses, three churches come alongside us to help us collect to begin with. And then many local individual families who just said, I want to adopt a family, or here, I hate shopping. Here's $25. Go
buy some toys. Go buy some gifts.
Yeah.
Something that struck me about the giveaway that you did, though, is a lot of these giveaways, they focus on the younger kids and making sure that the younger kids have a good Christmas or a good Hanukkah. But Mission Agape did something different. What do you do with your giveaway?
So it is birth through 18, because if, you know, the family is facing financial difficulties, you don't want to leave the teenager out.
And they have some different interests as well. Something that I noticed was you have, for the girls, you had things like makeup and nail polish if they wanted it.
We had makeup and nail polish and gift cards, and we had a donation of Skims, which is Kim Kardashian's bras, things that would make a teenage girl excited. And then we had different smaller electronics for boys, also gift cards and balls and all kinds of different things.
And how many families did you end up serving with the holiday gift drive?
Oh, I should have figured that out.
Rough numbers.
I'm sure it was over 400.
Mm-hmm. And now the toy drive was restricted to the McKeesport school district area, but you told me off the air that you were looking next year to expand that footprint.
Yes, we're definitely looking to expand the footprint. And that was just because of so many calls that we weren't able to help, and not all areas. It's common to see a food pantry in many communities. It is less common to see a toy drive that's done the way that we do it in each community. So we've started a team, and there's still room on the team. If anybody listening would like to get involved in toy collection, in order for us to go further, it's a separate team completely who will work on it 12 months a year.
You segued into to how I want to wrap this up, and that is, you mentioned you have 47 volunteers. What are some different jobs that volunteers do for the Agape Center?
There are front-facing positions, which means if you want to work in the clothing closet or if you want to work with food, you can. If you want to do porch deliveries, if you'd prefer to come in and just help us organize packages when we're closed, or if you like to make phone calls to remind the seniors that it's time to come and pick up their senior citizen food box, anything like that, there's a lot. There are people who are marketing professionals who come in and will help us design a flyer, or really any area that you'd like to serve, really we can find a position.
And what are some additional areas that you are looking to move into? And what are your goals, I guess, is my question for 2025 and beyond?
So in 2025, we are launching financial literacy, because we don't just want to keep maintaining, that's very important. We're definitely not stopping, but we'd like to push people further. And one of the obstacles for neighbors going forward is financial education. It is their credit score. Let's be real practical.
Well, a lot of people in the poverty line are unbanked. You know, they are living entirely off of cash or off of prepaid debit cards, and they're paying a fortune out in fees.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's an area of justice that we want to work on. And the next thing, and it's going to be a big announcement coming soon, is we have an entrepreneurial accelerator program that we hope will turn many lights on across the Mon Valley. When you see streets that were Main Street that people would say, oh, back in the day, remember this, remember that, and they're not there. And this is not me. this is a lot of people who have been extremely successful in industry who are rolling up their sleeves, and you're going to see something incredible in the spring.
What's the best way for people to learn more about Mission Agape?
So you can go to our website. You can also go to our Facebook page. And if you're serious about getting involved, go ahead and call us at 412-874-2158. And I'd love to have a chat.
Formerly the McKeesport Agape Center, it's now called Mission Agape. They are located near Penn State Greater Allegheny in McKeesport, just off Prescott Street. Thank you, Kelly, so much for updating us. And please come back again and tell us how things are going later on this year, okay?
Thank you so much.
And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So long for now.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com.
If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at tubecitytiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.